Now that I have outlined the purpose of the process of nonviolent communication, to provide us with the language, with the thinking, the communication, means of influence that support us in connecting with ourselves and others in a way that promotes compassionate giving, I'd like to clarify for you the structure of the process itself. Now, in subsequent sessions, we'll be looking at these components in greater detail. But for the moment, let me just give you an overview of what nonviolent communication consists of to help support us in creating compassionate giving. First, it requires a radical transformation of language. For about 10,000 years over most of our planet, people have been operating according to what I call domination structures. Structures in which some people claim to be superiors and have the right to control others because they know what's best. Some of these people call themselves kings, some call themselves czars, but whatever they call themselves, it's very important for their structures to sustain themselves that people be educated to be obedient to them. So how do you educate people to be submissive and obedient? Well, you need to teach them a language in which they get disconnected from their own power and look outward to authority to guide how they are meant to live. To do this requires a language that is static, that describes what people are, whether they are good or bad, right or wrong, normal or abnormal. So to maintain domination structures, a core component is to educate people with such a static language that uses the verb to be in ways that judge people, their behavior, their appearance, their intelligence. And in addition to this language that I call a language of domination, it's also important to teach people retributive justice. Retributive justice basically implies that if you are judged as bad by the authorities, you deserve to suffer for it, to receive punishment. And if you are positively judged by authorities as good, then you deserve to be rewarded. It's my belief that this combination of teaching people to think in a static way in terms of good, bad, right, wrong, normal, abnormal, appropriate, inappropriate, mentally normal, mentally ill. That way of thinking combined with retributive justice based on punishment and reward, I believe is at the heart of violence on our planet. Nonviolent communication offers us a different language than a language that implies whether people deserve to be punished or rewarded. Nonviolent communication focuses our attention on human needs, whether human needs are being fulfilled or not. When they're not, obviously what is called for is to find ways that we can behave that nurture these needs. This is a radically different way of thinking. So instead of judging right or wrong, to determine whether people are punished or not, or rewarded or not, nonviolent communication focuses on what is happening to our needs. If our needs are not being fulfilled by what is happening, let us take action that fulfills our needs. If our needs are being fulfilled, let's celebrate. So this is a radical departure from the language of domination, a language of judging what people are. and nonviolent communication shows us three other important forms of communication that support expressing our needs and understanding the needs of other people. First, nonviolent communication suggests clarity about actions that are supporting needs being fulfilled or not. So nonviolent communication suggests that we make clear observations, that we can tell people when their actions are meeting our needs and when their actions are not meeting our needs. Another component of nonviolent communication are feelings. Feelings are manifestations of what is happening to our needs. When our needs are not being fulfilled, we feel unpleasant feelings. When our needs are being met, we feel pleasurable feelings. And a fourth component of nonviolent communication are requests. When we see that our needs are not being fulfilled, we need to request of ourselves or others what actions we would like taken to better meet our needs. So these four components make up nonviolent communication. The most basic, our needs. And then, observations of what is fulfilling our needs and what isn't. Feelings, to identify the results of what's happening to our needs now, whether they're being met or not. Our feelings reveal that to us. And our request, what we would like done about our needs that are not being fulfilled. These four components are rather different than the language that I was taught. I went to schools for 21 years. And in those years of schooling, I was never asked, for example, what my needs were or what my feelings were. And very rarely was I ever asked what my requests were. The schools I attended were basically schools in which the teachers used a language of judgments. They told you whether what you did was right or wrong, good or bad. And so in such an environment, we don't learn a language of life. We learn a language that orients us to what authority wants us to believe and do. So nonviolent communication shows us both how to make these four components clear to people. And these four components basically answer two questions. What's alive in us? You see, when we say what is contributing to our well-being, how we feel, and what our needs are that are behind our feelings, that answers the question of what's alive in us at a given moment. And a second question that nonviolent communication directs itself to is, what would make life more wonderful? And that's where our requests come in. We say what we would like to make life more wonderful.